Hey, this is ColorWorks Radio, and I'm your host, Justin Baker. With me this week are two members of the artist collective, Seven Count, Adam Tinkle and Angus McCullough. We sat down in the studio and talked about Tarot, John Cage, and their most recent recording, Request Line. They have an upcoming show at the Courthouse Gallery in Lake George, New York, running from September 14th through October 19th. The show is titled After the Tone. After the Tone is a unique, multidisciplinary, improvisational, multimedia installation, which will include two separate live performances. One of those performances is this coming Saturday, September 14th, at 6:30 p.m. And as they would put it, the discussion we had that you're about to hear is one potential narrative. So listen up. With me today is two members of Seven Count, which I found to be an interesting name, Adam Tinkle and Angus McCullough. Is that right? Did I get the last
right? That's
right. Okay, cool. Yep. So you guys have an opening coming up at the Courthouse Gallery, which is part of the Lake George Arts Project. And the opening is, I spaced out already. You tell me.
September 14th, Saturday. So we're opening this show in coordination with the annual Lake George Jazz Weekend. So there'll be a lot of people up at the park there in Lake George for Saturday's jazz festival performances. And we're going to be in the gallery that day and also performing at 6:15 when the jazz festival lets out.
Okay, awesome. So in the gallery, it's kind of like a installation / performance piece. What's in the gallery that people would expect to see?
Well, one of the things that's there, it's a very spare installation. Two key parts. One part is a three-channel sort of mix of our album, Request Line. Three channels that sort of come straight out of the board from our improvisation sessions that we recorded in 2017. So basically, it's a spatialized version of a lot of our music. So it sort of places the visitor as though they're in the middle of us recording the music. And alongside that is a deck called the Seven Count Reel Deck that we've been working on for about a year, which is sort of like half divinatory cards, half strategy cards that describe
like a deck of cards. Like,
yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant like a reel to reel player for a second.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Our PowerPoint deck.
Okay.
We'll also be there. Yeah.
And what can they do with the cards?
Well, so each one describes a specific set of interests, and there are three major categories to that deck: resources, cosmologies, and strategies. And so people can use them to sort of interrogate their own projects and processes. They can use it as a divinatory reading, so like what will come in the future, and also use it to sort of understand the ways in which we make music.
Okay.
Yeah, and we chose the deck format because we use the tarot a lot.
Interesting.
In each of our own practices. And I think it's easily deployable.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's not a book. You can really kind of flip through it and find something that fits what you're looking to explore.
Yeah, so in some of our past installations, we've been there for the entirety of a week long or most of even a month long run in a gallery. And so as part of that, we've performed live with our audiences sort of intermixed in with us in the space, you know, no rigid separation between performance space and audience space. And we've also done things like give tarot readings to the people who come into the gallery. Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating. So you, as part of this practice of music, there's this tarot aspect.
Yeah, it's been one of a few different ways that we've used to interact with the people who come in to check out what we're doing. And so in this new installation, it's really becoming about how to have those interactions without us being there so mm-hmm. much. So with these performances that are turned into this three-channel sound installation, you know, each one of our sounds coming out of one single speaker, then you're still sort of in the middle of us.
Right.
Although we are not physically there, our sounds are there. And rather than us having to be there to give you a card reading, we're sort of laying out possibilities for you to give yourself a card reading along the lines of the ways that we've been thinking about using cards to give people an experience and to bring them into the kinds of questions that we are asking about listening and participation, performance, time.
Okay. Huh. That's so I want to like prior, like were you guys all individually interested in tarot, or is that something like you explored together when you first started?
I've been reading for a while,
uh-huh.
Not that long. I mean, I'm a novice. I think it's been about 6 years.
Oh, okay.
That I've been using tarot. I think Jake got into it right around the same time. We were reading each other's cards a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got pulled into it through the two of you guys.
Yeah.
that's really yeah. fascinating.
And yeah, go ahead.
No, you go. You can finish if you want.
I just wanted to sort of touch on something you implied with one of your questions earlier about, you know, it's that we in our installations are looking for ways to be as permeable as possible.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not just performance.
Yeah.
It started from a musical impulse, this mm-hmm. whole project. But really focusing on the collaborative aspect mm-hmm. of music making.
So even collaborating with the audience, is that?
Yeah. And,
yeah.
And breaking the definition of audience and, the,
yeah,
and
sure.
performer.
So everyone comes together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I think in a lot of ways, the project was born in an improvisational session and a radio show. And then sort of a semi-participatory radio and performance show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so yeah. These are sort of like very overlapping interests.
Yeah.
One of the shows that we did, an installation that we did in Portland, Maine, is called Invitation at this uh-huh. Gallery called Border Patrol.
I think I was reading about that on the Bandcamp. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that was basically a way for us to attempt to make a draft of this sort of utopian, heterotopian ideal that we were calling the superstation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a radio broadcast tower. It's a space for making. It's a space for performing and displaying. We ended up doing. I did a sculptural installation in the front. One of the sculptures got turned into the radio transmitter itself. In the back, we were making custom cassettes. We were doing interviews, and we hosted a sonic tea ceremony and dinner party there. We were just trying to make the space as flexible as possible and just pull people in.
Yeah.
And really, you know, someone would show up and be like, what is this? Like,
right.
Well, here's the mixer. Here's the loop. Here's the, you know, here are all our cassettes and scissors and glue and tape. And what do you want to do? And here are all these LPs and here are all these books. And
mm-hmm.
you know, sort of just compiling a whole environment for
yeah.
people to understand to understand, well, hopefully they understood, but to engage with.
And they can just come in and all of a sudden they're in it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the greatest sessions I felt was, there's this group called Kesha Wazo
mm-hmm.
in Portland, Maine. This group of young kids who are self-described indigo children, making music, primarily rap music. And they came in and we're like, yeah, we're broadcasting live. They're like, you're broadcasting live, like right now, like into Portland. They're like,
yeah.
Okay. And for 2 hours, they were running the radio station.
That's amazing.
Making music, doing uh-huh. it live, like interviewing each other. And it was just like, yeah,
that's really great. Yeah.
You know, this totally permeable.
Mm-hmm.
They were Seven Count, right?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
were Kesha Waza. They were Invitation. They were Border Patrol. It's just like and so that kind of participatory installation is really exciting for us. This show in Lake George, I think, because we're not there, it's we really tried to work on ways to deputize people, sort of latently, to kind of play with the philosophy. What does the deck do? What does it mean? What does our philosophy mean? What is this music?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's beautiful in a way. I think, you know.
Yeah, we're.
I don't know what you guys think.
We're trying to give people a way to, you know, I think there's undoubtedly like an element of mystery and the unknown to like going into a gallery where you're expecting to look and instead there's this thing to listen to and maybe you're expecting something finished and instead there's this these cards that ask you to do something with them and touch them. So like I think there's the beauty is in what the people who come in bring to it in terms of their attention and their willingness to engage with this thing that is outside of the normal experience. I think if for people who come in and are like, this is weird and I don't want to touch those things, it might not be beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the very least, like, you know, maybe the questions you guys ask, you know, make them think a little differently. You know, that's the hope. I always think in the, you know, the history, you know, in part of contemporary art, the idea of the viewer participating has always surprisingly like challenged people the most, you know, and it, like putting it back on them, like, okay, so what are you bringing to this? You know, and that's kind of fast. You know, it seems like in a lot of ways, there's this aspect of like this kind of Cagean philosophy with you guys that, you know, you're kind of like you're kicking against this wall that's pretty interesting.
And kicking it back to the listener to make meaning of it, and not just make meaning, but like where you sit in the space, you know, determines the mix of the different channels.
Right.
So every seating position produces a different piece of music. I think that insight, that idea that things are never finished until an experiencer has an experience is a big part of what I take away from.
Thanks for listening. Please be sure to listen next week for part two of my extended interview with Seven Count. And coming up at the Collarworks Gallery is our next Collard Greens Dinner and Dialogue series. It's Saturday, October 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. It's episode 10, Taste Me. The moderator will be curator Kelsey Renko. Join us in conversation with artists from the Feel Me exhibition on view at Collard. Cocktail hour and three-course dinner are provided by up-and-coming Capital Region chefs. Reservations are required. Space is limited. Tickets can be purchased on our website at collarworks.org.